From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Our speaker is Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns commences the third message in a series on the Holy Spirit. Among the first principles we must recognize in learning about the Holy Spirit is the fact that the Bible teaches that the Spirit is a person, not an influence. This is the doctrine of the entire Word of God. As the study progresses, we'll see the many activities ascribed to the Holy Spirit throughout the Bible. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will bring the opening portion of a message called The Personality and Duty of the Spirit. First, here is a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is called One King, One Lord. The text is Zechariah chapter 14, verse 9. And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day shall there be one Lord, and his name one. Blessed prospect! This is no dream of an enthusiast, but the declaration of the infallible Word. Jehovah shall be known among all people, and his gracious sway shall be acknowledged by every tribe of man. Today it is far from being so. Where do any bow before the great King? How much there is of rebellion! What lords many and gods many there are on this earth! Even among professed Christians, what diversities of ideas there are about him and his gospel! One day there shall be one King, one Jehovah, and one name for the living God. O Lord, hasten it! We daily cry, Thy kingdom come! We will not discuss the question as to when this shall be, lest we lose the comfort of the certainty that it shall be. So surely as the Holy Ghost spake by his prophets, so surely shall the whole earth be filled with the glory of the Lord. Jesus did not die in vain. The Spirit of God worketh not in vain. The Father's eternal purposes shall not be frustrated. Here, where Satan triumphed, Jesus shall be crowned, and the Lord God omnipotent shall reign. Let us go our way to our daily work and warfare, made strong in faith.
With lovely flowers of peace. and stars in splendor till the vault of heaven in splendor till the vault of heaven with lovely clouds appeal the deck and stars in splendor. Loving kindness shines forth Jehovah's boundless might. In his loving kindness shines forth the boundless power of God. He
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We want to tell you that we're greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. We appreciate the letters, emails, and phone calls we've received from so many of you, some wanting to say thank you and telling us how much the Lord has blessed your heart through His Word, some speaking of life-changing experiences found through the preaching of the gospel. Some have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program. We want to remind you of the LTBS Audio Magazine. This is available in CD format only and is similar in content to the Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine, containing articles of great spiritual interest as well as sacred music that will point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. You may have a free copy of LTBS Audio Magazine simply by writing to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a special feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why did the Sabbath change to the first day? How do we know that the Bible is the Word of God? Is the emerging church dangerous? The LTBS radio website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Genesis chapter 1, the first two verses. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Then 2 Corinthians chapter 3. The final two verses of the chapter, verses 17 and 18. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. The Lord will add His own blessing to the reading of His Word for His name's sake. Currently in the Sunday morning services, we are studying the Word of God on the subject, the person and the work of the Holy Spirit of God. Now, last Lord's Day morning, in considering the first lessons in the Bible regarding the Holy Spirit, in Genesis 1, verse 2, among all the things that we noted, we laid particular emphasis upon two things. First of all, His personality, and secondly, His deity. Now, I say we emphasize those things, though, as you will have noted if you were here last week, they were emphasized in the midst of a fairly extensive study, especially on the activity of the Holy Ghost, as it is indicated in Genesis 1, verse 2. Now, today I want us to return to those two great themes in particular. I say return to two of them. I'm not absolutely certain that we'll get the two of them covered in one message, but we're going to try. We're therefore going to pay particular attention to a study that is absolutely basic to every other thing that we can ever learn or think or say about the Holy Spirit. And if these two great truths are properly understood, they will certainly save us from many of the follies of many people who talk so unscripturally about the Holy Spirit. They will save us from the levity which so often surrounds those who talk about the Holy Spirit. And they will certainly get our feet on the pathway of Scripture knowledge, Scripture truth, and Scripture experience. We're dealing then with the personality and with the deity of the Holy Spirit. One of the best little books ever written on the doctrine of the Holy Spirit in Scripture was written by a man by the name of Octavius Winslow. And in that book, Winslow makes this very far-reaching comment. I don't often read sections of books in preaching, but I'm going to depart from the usual rule this morning, and I trust that you'll listen carefully. He says this: we must relinquish all dependence upon His influence if we cannot scripturally maintain the doctrine of His deity and His personality. And listen very carefully. Where He is honored, and adoring thoughts of His person and tender loving views of His work are cherished, then are experienced in an enlarged degree His quickening, enlightening, sanctifying, and comforting influences. On the contrary, where He is robbed of His glory, dishonored and denied, all is darkness and desolation. That's a tremendous statement. I trust that God will write it on her heart. Where the Holy Spirit is honored as to His divine personality, where He is properly approached and worshipped, and His work is cherished, then there will be an enlarged experience of His quickening, enlightening, sanctifying, and comforting activity. Where the Holy Spirit is dishonored, either by being neglected or by having the truth about Him warped and twisted, where He is dishonored, then all that we can expect is darkness and desolation. I have to wonder, when you look at the darkness and the desolation that is to be found in Christendom today, I have to wonder, is it not because there is broadly a dishonoring of the gracious Holy Spirit of God? And if he is not denied in actual formal manners, in other words, if men don't actually adopt a creed which denies the Holy Ghost in words, I cannot but wonder, are they not denying him in practice? Are they not living as if there were no Holy Spirit, and thereby forfeiting all the experience, the rich blessing in the church which the Holy Ghost alone conveys? Now, with this in mind, I want us, in dealing with the personality and deity of the Holy Spirit, to make progress in the very simplest and most fundamental possible manner. First of all, let me note with you that the Holy Spirit is set forth in the Word of God as a real person. It's the simple first thing we want to look at today. In starting this, we can go no better than to the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. You remember that in John 14, John 15, and John 16, the Lord Jesus took particular pains to speak about the Holy Spirit. Now, that in itself tells you a lot. The Lord Jesus is soon to leave his people. He is soon, as he said, to go away. But he would not leave them comfortless. He wouldn't leave them like orphans in the world. He wouldn't deprive his church of all the peculiar blessings which his personal presence had meant to the disciples. And therefore, he makes the burden of three chapters. I'm not saying that he didn't speak of anything else in these chapters. He did. But he ties all into this one great burden of three chapters. The person, the deity, and the consequent activity in the church and through the church of God the Holy Spirit. And in every case, the Lord Jesus speaks of him as a real person. If you look at John 15, 26 and 27, and again John 16 and verse 7, you cannot help but be impressed that the Lord Jesus is continually using the masculine personal pronoun in speaking of the Holy Spirit. To the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit was not some indefinable it. To the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit was not merely some influence. To the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit was he, the third person of the Trinity, as we shall see before we're through today. The Holy Spirit, then, is spoken of by Christ himself as a person. When you then look more widely in the Word of God, you will then not be surprised to find out that when the Holy Spirit is spoken of in Scripture, there are attributed to him personal characteristics and personal acts. Now, I'm not going to spend a lot of time in having you look up 50 or 60 scriptures this morning. I know that people get rather tired if they're continually looking up key and reference scriptures. But I do want you to get the impression very clearly that this is not something that a man or a system has dreamed up. And all that I say this morning, I want to give scripture reference upon scripture reference, so that by line upon line and precept upon precept, we can see that contrary to the accusations that have been made against Orthodox Christianity, this doctrine of the Spirit is the doctrine of the entire Word of God. Now let's come to the personal attributes and acts that are attributed to the Holy Spirit. First of all, As we noted last week, Nehemiah 9 verse 20 tells us that the Holy Spirit instructs His people. John 14 and 26, we find that the Holy Spirit teaches the people of God. Now here then is the first personal characteristic. He is an instructor. He is a teacher. On this line, the Apostle Paul is very clear. In 1 Timothy 4 and verse 1, he says, "The Spirit speaketh expressly." And he goes on to tell you exactly what the doctrine is that the Holy Spirit is teaching and of which He is speaking. So the first personal characteristic of the Spirit is that He instructs or teaches.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.